And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 5th of March, 2025. Today is Ash Wednesday in the Western Church, the first day of the season of Lent. Ash Wednesday begins the days of preparation for Holy Week, when the death and resurrection of Jesus are remembered. Ash Wednesday originated in the early Christian church as a day of public penance and remembrance of mortality. The ashes used on Ash Wednesday come from burning the palms from the previous year's Palm Sunday. There is a spirit of lament that comes with Ash Wednesday. The day reminds us that things are not the way they should be. We grieve that which needs to be repaired in our world. Ash Wednesday also reminds us that Jesus is eternal God made mortal flesh. This signifies that God is one with all mortal flesh, not just all Middle Eastern men, not just all men, not just all humans, but all fleshly beings. Jesus shows us that God is deeply connected to and concerned about every fleshly creature and has promised to redeem all flesh. Many different spiritual communities and religions find ways to help people face our common mortality because this practice is valuable to a life well lived. Think Shavasana within yoga practices. But facing the fact that we will certainly die is a harsh truth, so we ritualize it in order to face mortality together. When we accept our inevitable death, we gain a valuable perspective. We realize this isn't a dress rehearsal. This is it. Someday is a lie. We have this moment. Ash Wednesday invites us to consider, when I am facing the finish line, when I am face to face with my death, I want to be able to know I lived the life I wanted to live. I lived each day fully present. I forgave. I loved others well. I loved myself well. I loved this earth well. I loved this life well. I stood up for compassion, kindness, and peace. Given our mortality, how do we want to live? This Ash Wednesday, let us reflect on these questions. What kind of life do I want to create? What kind of legacy do I want to leave? And here's a portion of an Ash Wednesday service liturgy provided by Creature Kind. We light this candle to signify that God is present. Holy One, we thank you for your presence in this place. God of the dirt, of ashes, and of stardust, you created the universe and you created me. Remind me through today's ashes that I am your beloved. Let me walk these days of Lent remembering who I am and whose I am. Gracious God, you know the sighs confined and hidden within the depths of our hearts, sighs for which there are often no words. Do not be far from us, O God, when we cry out unto you. Hear our prayers today. We come to this day of ashes and we are in a wilderness. Our hearts are troubled. Our people are fighting. Our earth is crying. You call us to follow you into this season of repentance and preparation, but we are an anxious, distracted people. Journey with us through this season that we might know and love you more deeply, that you might mark our lives, even as we receive this mark of ashes. Creator God, we pray today especially for our animal kin, for creatures who are near to us and creatures we do not see, for creatures who are nameless and who are suffering at the hands of our industrial food systems, for creatures who are loved and for creatures who are used or abused. May all creatures, those beginning to breathe and those ending their breath, those alone and those in herds, flocks, and schools, those ill and those healthy, may all creatures know your love. Gracious God, ever-present helper, we thank you that in the night of desperation and sadness over our separation from you, Your steady hand is not far from us. As you lead us toward the dawn of a new beginning, may we join you and gather others in the bright dance that celebrates your desire to renew the face of the earth. Amen. Creature Kinds Ash Wednesday Liturgies, this has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to live this day with your whole heart.